I know, we're delighted with them. You know, we felt last week that it was a bit of shock and awe with the level. Physically, they struggled a bit, you know, whereas tonight, you know, I thought they brought a lot of intensity to the occasion, and they're really up for it. And they kind of knew the history of the evening, and they wanted to put a performance regardless of anything else. And I think they did that. And, you know, we're delighted with them this evening, to be honest.
Yeah. And so you mentioned that I was reading your article earlier just about that first game. And, you know, the first game in any campaign can, you know, you can get off to a start that maybe doesn't represent the team. But you're saying you did a lot of work with them in between, and you came here tonight and really took the game, particularly early on, to Abbey, who were very fancy coming into the match.
Yeah, well, you know, when I say the last week, I said last week was tough, but you know, we actually lost 14 of last year's panel, so there was 14 new players making their Macquarie debut last week, so it was a big change for them, and they found the step up difficult, and some of them hadn't played a county level or anything like that there, and they're coming from Division 2 and 3 in club and coming into that level. But there was a real sense of, because we have to really tune into this here now if we're going to make a dent on this here. So they knew that today, that the pressure was on them to turn up, and listen, in fairness, I think they did. I think in possession, I thought we were a bit rushed. I thought we lacked a wee bit of composure, but that comes a wee bit from the experience. But no, I'm really, really delighted with the application compared to last week, especially.
Yeah, and see, different times yourselves and Abbey swapped the midfield battle. You were winning it, they were winning it, and it had such a huge effect on the scoreboard and the chances created then. But your lads never ever gave up. There always was that push, and I suppose when you're in four down, you were thinking then it's going to take something magic to come back in. But then you even had a potential two-pointer there to snatch it. So, you know, I suppose a lot of courage showed from your guys. It was very positive after that tough opening defeat.
I know we really made a big point of that before the game, that to go for 65 minutes no matter what, four up, five up, five down, doesn't matter, keep going, because the way the nature of the game is now, midfields, as you say, they ebb and flow, and you know, you can get the 2-pointers, you can get a lucky goal, anything could fall for you, so you can't go out of the game, you have to stay mentally in it. And you know, 4 points in the old game is a lot different than what it is now, like, so a team struggled to close it out, so even if you are four down, you can get a 2-1, a kick out and get another 2, so you just stay in it as long as you can. And they're kind of used to that now, it's kind of their game, because they're the young fellas growing up into the new rules. So we're delighted with that part of the game, that aspect of staying in the game as long as we did as well.
Yeah, and I suppose just the whole thing about the team pulling it together, these lads playing in games like this, very, very important for, you know, players' development, even to their own clubs and then into county teams and all that. It's fantastic for them to be out playing in a very, you know, high-end game like this evening. Great experience.
I think so, yeah. Well, that's kind of the aspect, the reason we came up with it. We felt that teams in the north were getting access to this competition and we weren't getting access to it. And it's that in-between phase between being a county footballer and being a club footballer. And it gives you a chance to expose yourself at that level and see you're good enough. Can you learn at that level as well? And thankfully, I think tonight, though, our boys learned a little bit more from last week.